Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, April 12th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're listening in Durango, Colorado, you are tuned to 103.3 FM. And if you're listening anywhere else on earth through your computer, your phone, or tablet, you're at ksje.com. But perhaps you're watching me this morning. Our visual radio program is streaming live to the KSJE YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you're all with us today to join me for this special program this morning, because I get to talk to Farmington's very wonderful and one and only Chevelle Shepherd. Chevelle's going to be joining me in the next few moments to talk to me a little bit about her new music, which just came out late last month, part of her latest EP, and some of her plans for the summer. And Chevelle, like many of the rest of us, or all of us, have been kind of dealing with the pandemic and shutting down and not being able to perform. And it's something that she loves to do, of course, but she has plans to do that, and she'll be sharing all of those with us in the next few moments. Farmington Chevelle Shepherd, my guest here on KSJE. Later on this morning, I'll be talking with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, and Lewis will be talking with me a little bit about technology. It's our Monday reboot segment. You'll be seeing it about 8:45 this morning on KSJE. And then, of course, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts, and this morning after the news at 9 a.m., Mick is going to be featuring music from the great Aaron Copland. That's coming up today on Roving with the Arts on KSJE, so we're looking forward to that as well. Don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on social media in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We're also on Instagram as well. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is partly cloudy skies this morning, outside temperature 47 degrees. And we're expecting a partly cloudy day today, maybe some more sunshine by this afternoon with a high of 72. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 44, maybe some showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high of 67 on Tuesday. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, the low 44. The winds will kick up with some sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 73. Partly sunny skies on Thursday, 67 for a high, cooling off to 62 for the weekend with maybe some more showers coming in on Saturday. And we haven't talked about this in quite a while, but just a reminder of KSJE's regional events calendar, which you can find at ksje.com. We've been compiling a lot of events as things start to happen, virtual events, and as we get back to in-person events, you can always check it out. They are regional, so we have things going on in Durango, we have things going on in Farmington, of course, Aztec, Bloomfield, also out of town, places like Santa Fe. So we invite you to take a look at it, ksje.com. The Hawk Tank Workshops are happening. That is, of course, a cooperative effort between Fort Lewis College and San Juan College. For income tax preparation service being offered again here in the area, the Four Corners Noise Scholarship information on our website. Santa Fe Symphony having a virtual concert series on April the 12th, so check that out today, of course. And also the Farmington Toastmasters are going to be having an event on the 15th. And here at San Juan College, a virtual Astro Friday coming up on April the 16th. Houston, we have a problem, and that is coming up on April 16th, again from the San Juan College Planetarium. Also, another event to just point out to you, the Box Performance Space is having a virtual event. You can check that out on April 16th as well. And more concerts from the Santa Fe Symphony and a One Book, One Community virtual event on April 22nd. And don't forget about the violin and piano concert happening at our very own Artifacts Gallery in downtown Farmington coming up on April the 22nd. All the details you'll find them right at KSJE.com, our regional events calendar. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about her life over the last few months, Farmington's one and only Chevelle Shepherd is joining me via Zoom this morning. Chevelle, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You look great. You're doing okay?
Yeah, doing good. Just hanging out at home and, you know, staying safe.
That's important. I know. And you've had a lot of plans kind of shifted during this past year because I know you and I have talked about some concerts that you were hoping to be able to do and weren't able to do, but then you've done a couple of virtual things. So I guess that's how you've been keeping busy, right?
Yeah, I've been doing virtual things. Social media has been a big help in keeping me engaged with people, even though it's not in person, it's still virtually and it still works. So social media has been a big help, but done some virtual shows and some virtual events, and it's been really fun. I'm excited to get back to live shows, though.
Right. Well, I think everybody is to be able to see you performing live and in person, and that's kind of what you're hoping for as things open up. And I know it's really dependent on some of the health orders in the various states and locations, right?
Yes. Fingers crossed that starts getting back to normal soon.
Got you. But you've been making music nonetheless, right? Because that's what you do. And so there's a new EP that came out just a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes. Everybody's Got a Story is the name of the EP. There are 7 tracks on it. There's 8 on the hard copy, which includes Be Cowboy. But there's 7 originals on there, and I'm so excited. I worked so hard on it, and I was so excited for it to finally be released. So it released on March 26th of this year. So I'm really glad that it's out, and people have been really enjoying it. And I think now is like the perfect time to release music because music connects everyone. And since we can't be together in person, I think music's a good way to keep us all connected.
Always is. That's true. And tell me a little bit about the work on this EP and the songs that you selected for it, right? Because these are all original songs?
Yes, they're all original. And I must have went through hundreds of songs when I was picking them out for the project. And the first one I heard was Mama Got the Chair. Fell in love with that one in the story. My friend Dave Femley, who I was on The Voice with, actually wrote that one. I have 2 written by Casey Musgraves and Shane McAnally, and then some by Kellis Collins. I tried to find songs that I could really relate to, that I really thought represented who I am as a musician and the kind of music that I want to be releasing. And I picked those, handpicked them. I got to listen to them. It was a long process, but I found the best ones that I loved the most.
Very cool. And I think I remember reading an article where you told people that you liked singing songs with a story, or like telling songs that have a story in them, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. I grew up listening to old school country music, and all country music tells a story. There's a lot of heart to it. So whenever I was listening to these songs, I wanted to find ones that really told a story. So Everybody's Got a Story tells so many different stories in one song. And then Good Boy, the lyrics, it's such a sweet heartfelt song. And I really related to that one. That one is the one I did the music video for recently, actually. And I related to the lyrics. I remember I actually played that with my mom and dad, and we all were like, that is your life story. You have to do it.
Very cool. Well, we've got a few videos of these songs that you're talking about to share with our video viewers this morning. So if you don't mind, can we show a few of your videos?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Let's start with Everybody's Got a Story. And so this is kind of the title piece from your EP, right? So remind us again a little bit about this. It's really talking about just how hard it is maybe to judge people, and we shouldn't be doing that because everyone has stuff that they're dealing with.
Yeah, I think it just tells so many different aspects of life that different people go through or can go through in their life, and really shed some light on that. And it does say, don't judge me, because everyone's different. Everyone has a different story, and we're all different humans. And I think it's really unique, so I really gravitated towards those lyrics.
All right, let's give a listen and take a little watch at this latest music video from Chevelle Shepherd, everyone. That's Farmington Chevelle Shepherd, of course, the song from her latest EP, Everybody's Got a Story. And do you have much input in the videos, Chevelle, for these songs that you put to your music?
It is, so the letter, actually, EB, my publicist, came up with the treatment for that one.
Okay.
And then the director, David, kind of elaborated on it. Just like The Circus and Good Boy, they're all really a collaborative effort. So many ideas from me, the director. But yeah, it's definitely collaborative. We work on it together.
Right. Well, and I want to, those are the other two videos I wanted to show everybody this morning, too, is Just Like The Circus and Good Boy, because I think there are some scenes that they'll recognize from the area. And so shooting a video locally, was that important to you as well, or just kind of worked out that way?
Yeah, definitely important to me because I like to give back. Farmington really supported me and got me to where I am, and so of course I want to keep it local. Of course, because I love Farmington. So TJ's Diner, we're good friends with them, and I asked them if we could use the diner. And there's just so many places, like Bolero Lanes is in the Good Boy video. Just Like The Circus was shot in Durango, but Good Boy was shot in Farmington.
Right.
So wanting to shoot it locally, that was my idea. And then the storyline, David came up with the storyline for that one. And it all just came together so well. And I got to use some of my friends in Just Like The Circus, like Jake Taylor, he was in that. Ariana Brown, she did the makeup and stuff like that. And so it was really fun to get to do it locally with people that I love.
Yeah, no kidding. I would think so. And so obviously, if you know the folks at TJ's, that was probably an easy ask to be able to use that in the video. What about the train? Because that plays a big role in Just Like The Circus. Were they pretty good to work with?
Oh, yeah. My fiddle player actually is the general manager of the railroad.
Well, that's easy then.
Yeah, it all worked out. It all worked out.
Very good. Well, let's talk about that piece of music, Just Like The Circus. Tell me about the story behind that song.
You know, Casey Musgraves wrote that one, and I think it's very empowering because the story is telling, you know, just like the circus, he always leaves town, and then it says, I'm trying to think of the lyric I'm looking for. Ask me to go one more round, and I want to, but I know that I'm just your sideshow. It starts off where she's like under the control of her ex-boyfriend who comes back into town every once in a while just to like use her. And then at the end of the story, she's like taking back her own life and she's like, I'm the ringleader now. So I think that it's really, really empowering, and fell in love with that one the first time I heard it. And then the video was really, really fun to make. It was really creative. It's really colorful. And it's like a vintage circus, and that's really, really cool. So it's probably one of my favorites from the EP, I'd have to say.
It is really cool. And let's show a little bit of that video, if you don't mind, and we can share that with our viewers. If you're not watching on video, you should be, everybody, because we are sharing these videos from Chevelle Shepherd. This is Just Like The Circus on KSJE.
Ask me to go. just like the circus. You always lead down.
Farmington Chevelle Shepherd, Just Like the Circus, another song from her latest EP, and Chevelle is joining me this morning from her home in Farmington. And again, thank you for joining me. I know you've been really, really busy, even during this whole crazy year of COVID-19.
Yes.
Talk to me about I'm curious about the videos and the music too. I mean, for folks who maybe aren't in the recording business, how long does it take to put an EP like this together and put a video like that together for those songs?
Oh gosh, you know, it really depends on the size of the project, but I first recorded the music end of 2019 and started releasing in March of 2020. I think I recorded the whole thing in like 8 days total, 4 days, one trip, and then I went home for like Thanksgiving and then went back to Nashville. 4 more days, and then it was done, and then it went to mixing and mastering and all that. And then videos, it depends. Good Boy took, I think, 6 or 7 days. Just Like the Circus took, I think, 4 or 5, and then The Letter took, like, 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
And then the editing, David just does such great work. He really knocks it out of the ballpark. I don't know how he does it so quick. Props to him, because I could not do that. I am no video editor or filmer or anything like that, and he knocks it out really, really quick, so I'm thankful for him. But you know, it just depends on the project, but the videos we've gotten done actually really quickly.
They look great. Well, then they look great, and it's okay that you're not an editor because you're a great singer, so it's
thank
okay
you.
We all have our talents, so that's all right. Now I want to air the show the Good Boy video as well, and this is another one that just came out, right? Is this is kind of the newest one?
Yes, it just came out on March 29th, actually.
Okay, and so the story behind this is a little bit about a young girl getting a boyfriend?
Yep, she has a boyfriend, she likes a boy, and she's trying to convince her parents that he's a good boy, even though that he has a tattoo on his arm, and even though he has a fast car, he's a good boy. And the music video goes through the eras, like it's kind of like dating through the ages, so it's 30s, 50s, 80s, and then present. And it goes through dating of each of the eras, and the parents are all sitting in the living room and talking. And she's like, "Mom, don't worry, he's a good boy. Dad, it's okay, he's a good boy." And she's just trying to convince him. And I can relate to that.
Can you? Okay. Well, I want to ask you more about that in just a moment, but let's watch the video here. Good Boy from Chevelle Shepherd here on KSJE.
Mama, I know you think he looks like trouble. Mama, he's a good boy.
Farmington Chevelle Shepherd, that is Good Boy, one of her latest music releases this morning on KSJE. And I really like that video. I like the eras, and I really like the different scenes and certainly the local landmarks that you put in there, like TJ's Diner and the Allen Theater and Bolero Lanes. And so I thought it was really well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And the green Jell-O was like all over it, too. That was almost in every scene.
Oh, yeah, the Jell-O was the best part. Vividly remember that because it's like it was round, and I remember one of the crew members, his name's TJ, he was laying under the table and shaking the table so that the jello would
of course that's important, that's really important.
Of course.
Exactly. But the message of the song I think is important too, in that it seems like what you're saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that for eras, right, for decades, girls have been asking their parents to give their boyfriends a chance. I think
yes. Yeah, and I think that continues on for me anyways, I think the song is really like, Mom, Dad, you've taught me well, my judgment's good, don't worry, he's a good boy. And, I think anytime that happens to me, I, of course, ask my parents, so. I think a lot of girls can relate to it, and, you know, even guys, I guess, and if they get a girlfriend or, you know,
right.
Anything, I think it's just the lyrics are so good and it's so sweet. And I fell in love with this one too whenever I heard it. And whenever we were thinking of the video, David, right after we got done, I think it was the letter, he sent me the idea for Good Boy that he came up. He wrote it all out and I was like, oh my goodness, it has to happen. I love it. And it just came together so good. And just love it. That's one of my favorite music videos and songs as well.
Well, it looks great and it sounds great, of course. And so congratulations again. And we're almost out of time this morning, Chevelle Shepherd. So tell me kind of what's next. As we mentioned earlier, you're kind of watching the public health orders and things like that, but you're getting some maybe bookings at least scheduled at least, right? And maybe planning to get back on stage?
Yes, definitely. Everything's still, of course, up in the air, waiting to make sure we can still do things safely. So I'm really looking forward to getting back on stage, but I'm going to keep working on new music and just hope for the best and hope that in June, whenever my concerts do start happening again, that they can happen and stay on the books and we'll get back to normal soon and do it safely.
All right. Excellent. I know one of the things that you were looking forward to doing was maybe having a concert here somewhere in the local area in Farmington. Is that still something you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, definitely. It was supposed to happen on April 30th, actually, at the Civic Center in Farmington.
Right.
But it did get postponed to November. So fingers crossed that one still happens. I haven't performed in Farmington since January 26th of 2019 after I won The Voice. So
I think that sounds about right.
Back.
Yeah. A lot of people want to see that happen and, of course, want to see you and to be able to tell you in person how much they congratulate you and wish you all the best going forward. And so that goes with for me as well. So thank you so much for spending some of your time with me.
Of course. And thank you again. It was good to talk to you again. It's been too long.
I know. It really has. But you're always so gracious with your time. So thank you very much and stay well, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Farmington Chevelle Shepherd joining me this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.